We are live. Thank you all for logging in. This is Astro's first virtual meeting ever, and it's actually the first time I've presented in this manner as well. But if I look right now, it looks like there's 152 people logged on, and hopefully more will be joining as we progress through here. Given the current pandemic, this was the best way that we could figure out how to do this refresher course and provide you all with the update. So I'm going to move on. I'd like to first thank the other co-chairs for the Astro Refresher, Beth Erickson, Wolfram Bob, and Gail Wallachek. Have worked tirelessly to bring this refresher course to fruition. I also would like to acknowledge the Astro staff who have done a tremendous job scrambling and getting this course online. With regards to disclosures, the relevant relationships by the faculty who will be presenting have been reviewed by the members of the program committee, and you can visit the website for presenter and planner disclosures. And in accordance with ACCME standards and the FDA, the presenters will also disclose at the beginning of their presentations if they have any vested interests or if they intend to discuss any off-label or investigational use. Please log on to the RO Hub. You can see this meeting online there, but if you click on the My Communities tab, you'll find the Astro Refresher Conference. Every day there'll be a new link to this virtual conference that'll be posted in the RO Hub, and you can submit questions through this site where, just like in previous years, you can upvote or various questions, and they get pushed up to the top, and then our moderators will prioritize those questions to answer during our live Q&A. The RO Hub has access to the virtual link. You'll be provided with a new link every day. This is a virtual way to network with attendees. There'll be various links to practice guidelines, resources, references, and our virtual exhibit hall. You can use any of your devices to submit questions to the speakers and the moderators and upvote your favorite questions through this refresher social Q&A. You can, this is what it'll look like if you're using your cell phone. And we have, various live self-assessment modules today. Will be pediatrics and head and neck. On Saturday will be breast and lymphoma, and Sunday prostate and GYN. You can log into the Astro Academy. Please fill out your meeting evaluations. This is important for us from a CME and a MOC perspective. I'd like to thank NovoCure for providing an unrestricted educational grant to support these educational activities. So if you have any questions, please send an email to the Astro staff, education@astro.org, and they'll be able to get back to you shortly. Okay, before we begin, I wanted to just say a few words about COVID-19. Over, as many of you have followed in media over the last several months, this is a rapidly evolving pandemic, and I've gotten many questions from various regional colleges around the country and around the world as to what is MD Anderson doing from a radiation oncology perspective. So I'd like to share in the next few slides here some of the measures that we've taken. And So this was a screenshot of the Hopkins website that many of you are probably on. As of yesterday, There's 242,000 confirmed COVID cases worldwide and nearly 10,000 deaths. I'm sure if we logged on this morning, we'd be over 10,000 deaths by now. In the US, we have exceeded 13,000 confirmed cases, and we're still on the very steep part of the curve. So this obviously presents many challenges for us, and one of the major reasons that we're doing this meeting virtually. So our primary goals are threefold: to protect our patients, to ensure the health of our workforce. We've come to realize that our RTTs, our therapists, are our most valuable resource. If they were to go out for any extended period of time, that would really cripple our ability to treat patients, more so than if any of our physicians or nurses or APPs are out. And we want to minimize the overall impact of COVID-19. So we've had this kind of signage up all throughout the institution. These kinds of signs have been up encouraging the hand washing and hygiene. And this has been around since January of this year. At various of our clinics, we have random spotters to make sure that faculty and staff are appropriately washing their hands, 20 seconds minimum. We've restricted all business travel, domestic and international, at least through April 29th. I suspect this is going to go beyond that. And this is all meetings and conferences, professional development, any donor philanthropy events are included as well. And we've provided our faculty and staff with tools for remote participation in various meetings. So we are currently limiting our in-person meetings to 5 people or less. And they're able to do this through video conferencing, Skype, WebEx, and we are also rolling out a telemedicine platform in the coming weeks so that as many visits as possible will be done remotely. Beyond MD Anderson, within the Texas Medical Center are these various institutions, including Baylor, St. Luke's, Methodist, Memorial Hermann, Texas Children's, and the UT Health Medical School. So many of these policies that I've discussed are also coordinated throughout the Texas Medical Center. These institutions are located just within blocks of MD Anderson. And so we think that this is going to provide the greatest degree of protection for our patients and our healthcare staff. So we're limiting the number of visitors on campus. Currently, we're limiting our visitors to 1 per patient that enters our facilities. We make some exceptions, compassionate exceptions, but in general, we are limiting our visitors to 1. So this is kind of a timeline of our evolving response. The first case that was diagnosed in Harris County, which is where MD Anderson is located, was identified on March 5th. And then since then, many more cases have been identified. On March 16th, we opened up our off-site location for screening and testing for the virus. And so under pretty strict criteria, we are screening employees and patients through this offsite location. Starting yesterday, we limited the visitors down to 1 and limited meetings to 5, and we've consolidated our entrances now to 5, so there's only 5 ways you can get into MD Anderson. I anticipate by next week, we're going to go down to 0 visitor patient policy. As I mentioned earlier, we stood up on-site testing. We have this in a limited capacity now, and the turnaround time is about 12 hours. We're scaling up this capacity, but we're also sending test kits off-site. That takes a little bit longer to get the results back. But probably over the next several weeks, we will be able to increase our testing capacity and our so not only the throughput, but the timing for screening for COVID-19. So our overall goal, all of these measures are designed to flatten the curve. We've seen this all over the media. The overall goal is to prevent this surge of patients hitting our healthcare system and overwhelming our capacity to take care of patients. And so things like social distancing, limiting travel, many places around the country now have shelter in place orders. And so this is the overall strategy. So I'll stop there and wish you all a successful meeting. We're monitoring very closely what's going on around the country, including New York, Seattle, California. Please take care of yourselves, take care of your families, and take care of your patients. Thank you.